Hello and welcome to Letters to Myself, a podcast where we get real, we heal, we smile, laugh, and cry. I'm your host, Imani Ricks, and I use my 23 years of life experience as a human to dig deep into my personal complex issues and find healthy solutions for others. Thank you for joining me today. This season is self-discipline, and today's episode is self-discipline and a season of being alone. I just want to say God has me all up in your business with this message. This episode is a big one. And first and foremost, it's two things that tie into one another. The first is being in a season where you are alone. It's tough. And sometimes you look around and realize that you don't have anyone on this journey with you. And while I've been on my journey of being a Christian, I've come to realize that it's truly a blessing in disguise. And sometimes many aren't fortunate to see, and some may see, but just not understand what steps are needed to be taken on this journey. There has been many times in my life where God has isolated me, but because I wasn't aware of what was going on, I rejected it. I'm like, God, I can't be by myself. I need someone here with me. I was a baby Christian in the beginning stages. I wasn't educated on what was happening, so it scared me. The flesh part of me was weak, and I used to talk to God and be like, God, why are you taking everyone and everything from me? And in that lesson, I learned quickly that when God says to do something, he means it right away. Every time God has isolated me since, I had to realize that he was doing it for seven different reasons. One was to cut off all distractions so that I could focus on him. Two was so that it could be easier for me so that I don't fall into distractions. So I had to become isolated. Three, it was because he was preparing me for my next level that was with him. Four, it was because he was giving me the tools that I needed to stay on a narrow, straight path with him. Five, because he wanted me to rely on him and just him only. Six, because I would realize that I was actually not alone. Seven, because he wanted to allow me to simply gain an understanding of God's will in my life. But as a baby Christian, I rejected it because I didn't know. And I must admit that life was harder after I did reject it. And when you go through your first isolation journey, you begin to realize that this journey isn't meant for everyone, and it's just for you. And everyone around you will change. You will not relate to anyone or anything in the same way. Things that used to interest you, that you used to give energy to, it will not relate anymore. But you also realize that it's a crucial part of you evolving to your next level. And you know, when you get on social media, you see things that motivate you, that convince you, and it's going to get you all fired up. But if you don't have that self-discipline, you'll probably go back to your old ways. And I want to be fully transparent here and say, yes, God wants to bless you. Yes, God has favor over your life. But if you don't take the steps to have discipline in your life, then those things will not happen. You cannot walk in God's will if you are actively walking in disobedience. You cannot walk in God's will if you are actively walking in disobedience. You have to realize the urgency that when the Lord has committed to bless you and be faithful to you, you have to do the same thing in return. When you give something, well, when you receive something and something is given, It's an exchange. You want God to give you all these blessings. You want God to, when you pray, he give it to you in a snap of a dime. But you ain't doing nothing in return to be like, God, I appreciate you. God, I'm thankful for you. You know, you're only running to him in that season of you needing something. But you have to, you know, commit to him the same way he has committed to you. And I'm in that place of my life right now where God has confirmed that this is my winning season, and he's been isolating me, and he told me that the promises of God are going to come into pass this year. Things was going to happen. Breakthroughs are in motion. But I had to realize that the things that were told to me wasn't wrong because it hasn't happened yet. But I had to understand that the spiritual discipline is a must in order to obtain what God has for me. And a lot of times we hear from God or have prophecies tell us that God has promises over our life, but we aren't told the conditions part of it. We aren't told exactly what we need to do on our end. And we like, okay, it's a transfer going on, but we don't understand that it's a wealth transfer. It's for those of us who are in God already and are seeking God in private. And that in order to see the promises that God has spoken directly to you or over you, you have to understand that spiritual discipline is going to be a necessity. And that the baby prayer life that you once had, I'm sorry, it's going to have to go. Fasting only when you go to church because it is a requirement by the church, it has to go to another level. You reading the word for 2 minutes out of the day has to go to another level. God is saying that if you want to see the things that he has been speaking over your life and make sure that the things aren't delayed and handed to you in full, you have to do something on your end that means that you have to maintain spiritual discipline. It is a necessity to get you to the next. And because God can't allow the next to come if you don't have spiritual discipline, that if you don't have spiritual discipline, you are not going to sustain discipline in the promise. You are not going to be able to withstand in the promise that God is trying to get you ready for. Discipline is one of the greatest forms of self-love. Like I said in my last episode, discipline is one of the self-cares that will help you to become whole. Discipline is ignoring current pleasure for the future rewards. And it's loving yourself enough to do what needs to be done in the pursuit of what was meant for you. This means that you have to, you know, be setting a schedule every day to pursue him radically. And you cannot be doing it half-heartedly. Discipline yourself. Set time throughout the day to be able to pursue him intentionally. And God will be faithful to give you breakthrough and deliverance. He will give you the desires of your heart. He put the desires in your heart for a reason, for godly reasons. You can't do this half-heartedly. This process is not an easy process, but it is needed to live. In this season of your life, you might resist it, but I promise you, you will not regret it. I love you. And until tomorrow, thank you for tuning in to another episode of Letters to Myself. If you are in the mood to share, send this over to a friend. Please subscribe for more content. And also, make sure to follow me on Instagram @Letters to Myself Podcast.